You are listening to the MPZ Law Firm Show. Immigration woes, visa serve knows. US and Canadian immigration and nationality lawyers who speak your language.
It's Vijaya welcoming you to the Immigration Insights brought to you by Nauckman Fulwani Zimovcek NPZ Law Group, your advocate and guide to the A to Z of US and Canadian immigration. David Nauckman, founder, managing attorney at NPZ, joins me. Namaste, David, and thank you for being here.
Namaste, Vijaya. How are you? Sat Sri Akal, Kim Cho,
Adab. Thank you for that. So, David, important question for you, where the Biden administration has a new policy guidance seeking to liberalize the interpretation of evidence for business immigration cases for those who are doing, who are in the STEM fields, right? So how has this really changed the law practice at NPZ Law Group?
It's a great question, Vijay, and just to let you know that this has obviously been something that was implemented policy-wise back in January of 2022. And as you're aware, and our listeners are probably aware, a couple of us, Snehal and Gagan and I, are headed to India to talk a little bit about this. Mm-hmm. And this is an initiative. We're actually going to be in India in November for the first 2 weeks. And we'll be meeting with clients and conducting speaking engagements and talk about setting up business in the United States. And the great efforts that the Biden-Harris administration has gone to ensure that those businesses are STEM-oriented. Uh-huh. And back in January, the Biden-Harris administration announced that the greatest strength of the United States is to attract global talent and to maintain technological competitiveness. And obviously STEM is critical to the prosperity and security and health of our nation. And so they made several changes and liberalized the interpretation of certain benefits that were available to individuals who pursue STEM. So one of those, and by the way, this is both the US Department of State and the U.S. Department of Homeland Security that announced these changes and made these changes to the policy handbook. And so first and most importantly, the Department of State has announced an early career STEM research initiative, which gives exchange visitors the ability to stay and do research, training, or education in the STEM fields. Also, the Department of Homeland Security, Alex Mayorkas, our good friend, has announced 22 new STEM fields of study, which allows students now to get 36 months of work in the United States following their course of study. For O-1 non-immigrants who are making applications, the policy manual was updated for extraordinary ability non-immigrant visas to allow for a liberalization of the type of evidence that's being presented to show that an individual is deemed to be extraordinary, and obviously science, technology, engineering, and mathematics being in the forefront. Also, the EB1, Extraordinary Ability Green Card, the self-petitioning classification, is also liberalizing evidence to allow individuals to be able to show their extraordinary ability in the fields. Uh-huh. And also the same for national interest waivers, which are EB2s, and also self-petitioning classifications. And it's so important, Vijay, as you know, for Indians to be able to lock in, you know, to get those I-140s approved. So self-petitioning is so valuable because what it does is it allows them to be able to then get those H-1B extensions that they need. Mm-hmm. So the things that we look to are patents and publications and citations. But what happens is with this liberalization is you can look to other types of evidence. So it gives us sort of the opportunity to be really creative for our clients and to present any and all evidence in their backgrounds that might help us to be able to show that they are extraordinary or that they're going to be serving in the nation's interest.
Very great information there. And now that you are heading to India, how do folks know where to reach you in India and where all they can find you and when they can get to you?
So we are always reachable at our email addresses, info@visaserve.com, info@visaserve.com, or they can reach out directly for our office, and our able staff will be more than happy to find us and to help us to set up communications or a Zoom meeting or a telephone call with you on the ground in India. We'd be happy to do that for our listeners.
That's great. So there you have it. Immigration Woes, VisaServe knows, and they're at hand where you are nationwide with offices in New York, New Jersey, Indiana, India, and Florida, now heading to India in November. So connect with them.